All right. Ger v'soshav anoch l'machem. Pasuk says, Avraham Avinu says, he says to the Bnei Ches, I am a ger and a toshav anoch l'ayam l'machem with you. Tenuli achuz askev l'machem. Give me an achuz askev l'machem v'yekber mesim l'fanoi, so that I can bury my dead from before you. What does this pasuk mean? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ger v'soshav anoch l'machem, I am a ger. What does the ger mean? Ger me'eretz acheres. I come from a different land. Vinis yashavti imachem, I have settled with you. Okay, so we saying over here, I'm here in Ches, in the land of Bnei Ches. I don't come. This is not my homeland. I was born elsewhere, Naram Naharayim, and I have come to settle in this land. Umedesh agada imtirzu harini ger. If you want, I'll be a stranger. I will be a stranger, and that means in this case, I'll pay for it. I'll pay good money to purchase the land. But if you give me a hard time, I will be a settler. I'm going to take it according to the law. So if you stop making trouble with me, if you don't make trouble with me, then I'll be a ger, I'll pay you a lot of money. If you start to make trouble with me, then I'm going to be a toshav. I'm going to take it by force. It's my property. I want an achuzas kever, achuzas karka, a possession of land, lebeis hakevaros. And notice Rashi says, I don't just want one grave. I want an entire cemetery. How do you like that? Isn't that a little strange? If you're only coming to bury one person, why do you need to have a beis hakevaros? A beis hakevaros is a cemetery. You can bury a whole city. What's an achuzas karka, possession, achuzas kever? Rashi is bothered by the word achuzas. Why didn't the pasuk just say that I want to purchase a kever, a grave? No, I want to buy the whole cemetery. Interesting, huh? Okay, let's see the targum. Targum, pasuk, dalit says, ger v'toshav. The translation of ger means a dayor. I am a dayor. This soysov, that's a toshav. Ano imchoin, havuli, give me ach sonas kivura. So what's ach sonas? Ach sonas is the translation of the word achuzas. It's ach sonas kivura zekever imchoin with you. Vegbar misi min kodomoy, and I will bury my dead from before me. Let's take a look over here at the side of the page. Okay, we got a little smushed, got a little squished together over here, but let's try the best we can. Dayar, ayin masha kosav le'el, I don't know, fine. Ach sonas, here, l'shay nachala v'yerusha. Ayin masha kosav ibn Ezra achuza b'perush b'rusha rusha. Okay, so, all we need to know now, we're not going to go into the mafarshim, but ach sonas means an inheritance. This is right away from, if this is the translation of the word inheritance, nachala, obviously this is what triggered Rashi to say. Rashi over here says, achuzas karko lebeis hakvaros. Rashi doesn't seem to say, agree. Rashi, according to Rashi, Rashi says in the beginning of the pasuk, ger v'soshav, ger meretz acheres, v'nisyashavti imachem. I'm a ger, it's not my land. It's not my achuza. Rashi's first interpretation does not seem to indicate anywhere that this land is a Yerusha. According to the Unkelis, Tenuli achuzas kever, give me my inheritance. Give me my Yerusha. Excuse me, what Yerusha? You don't belong here. You're a visitor. You don't even have a green pass. And you want a Yerusha? The answer is, Hashem told me this is my land. Hashem gave it to me. According to the Unkelis, he appears to completely disagree with the word ger to mean a stranger. Dayor. We have to. I don't know what it means. Dayor. I am Ashukasa will tezvok. We're not going to go back now. But he's not focusing on the word ger. He's saying over here is this is my land. Hashem gave it to me. Give me my achuzas kever, my natural rights, my entitlement, my inheritance of a burial plot here imochem with you. Rashi obviously disagrees. Rashi holds achuzah just means a possession, an acquisition, and if I'm entitled to it or not, that's subject to the two different words. Or not even that. Ger v'toshav of Rashi learns, and according to the simple interpretation, means I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger who has come to settle. I kindly ask you to give me a piece, an acquisition. I want to purchase the cemetery. Onkelis says no. Rash, that's what they're arguing about. Rash, Onkelis says, Ger v'toshav seems to indicate that, and he's not really explaining, but it means, seems that I am a resident. I own this land. You're not going to get rid of me so quickly, and I want my inheritance. He translates what achuzas as achsonas, inheritance. Okay, that's the first chiddush. Next, kivura. Omnom targem kever hu kivura. We got a problem here. Houston, we have a problem. Because ordinarily, the targum translates a grave with the word kivra. And here, he's translating the word kever to mean achuzas kever, he's translating a kivura. So something is not right. Av uncle is tirgim kilaka mancha kever nikra gam kivura. He doesn't really explain. Okay, he doesn't explain. I don't know. There's more to it. There's something more going on. He's not really explaining. We're not going to spend time. We have to go further. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk hey. Vayanu v'necheses Avraham lemar lo. They answered Avraham, saying to him, Rashi pasuk hey. No Rashi. Targum, pasuk hey. Va'asivu b'nei chita'o yos Avraham lemar lo. They responded. Vayanu means they responded. Okay, what is it over here on the side? Any comments? No comments. Look at that. Everyone over here is out to lunch. Pasuk vav. Shema'enu Adoni. Listen, our master. Nisi Elokim Atah B'sachid, you are a master, you are a prince. B'mivchar kivoreinu, in the best. We give you the best cemetery. Kivores meisecha ish bimenu, there is no man amongst us. Es kivroi, his grave, lo yichle, mimichod, he will not deny from you. Mikivar, from allowing you to bury meisecha, your dead. What does all of this mean? Let's see Rashi. Lo yichle. So Rashi here is a very interesting translation. Lo yimona. There is no member of this society that will deny you, will withhold from you your what you want. Kemo lo sichle rachamecha. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not hold back your mercy. Uchvo vayikolei hageshem. The rain came to an end. There is no one here that's going to stop you. Okay, so that's all Rashi comments in this pasuk. It's a very complicated pasuk. Rashi didn't say very much. You know what that means? That means that Rashi is relying upon the Targum. The Targum is going to say a lot here. So here it says, Shemo'enu Adoni, kabel mi nano, accept mi nano from us. Targum here is adding another word into the pasuk. Okay, the word Shemo'enu means listen to us. Kabel, accept, mi, na, no, I guess that means from us. Ribo, na, no, our master, that means our master. Nisi means a Rav. Kodem Hashem. Nisi Elokim is very interesting. How would you translate a Nisi Elokim, a prince of God? The Targum translates it to be a Rav, a rabbi, Kodem Hashem. God's rabbi. How do you like that? Even the Ribbono Shel Olam has a rabbi. Mayor, who is the rabbi of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Who is his rabbi? Okay, L'Havdil, I told you this joke many times. L'Havdil Elif Alfei Havdalos. You know, when the Cardinal O'Connor walked into the room and he saw of Moshe Scherer, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So Cardinal O'Connor, he kissed him. He went over to him and he kissed him. And all the bishops, all of the galochim, were standing there jealous because the Pope doesn't give them kavod. And here, when Moshe Scherer walks in, he gives him kavod, he gets up and he kissed him. So the Pope, it's a true story, the Pope, he saw that all the galochim were jealous that he gives such kavod to Rav Moshe Scherer. So he turns around to them and he says, what do you want from me? He's my rabbi. Rav Moshe, he's my rabbi. What do you want from me? So even the chief galach has a rabbi. And this is really amazing. Over here, Rashi, over here, the Targum says, you know what it means? Nisi Elokim. It's a rav, a rabbi, kodom, that stands before Hashem, which I said in a joking way, Hashem's rabbi. A Nisi Elokim means Hashem's rabbi.
Every guy knows that this, you need a rabbi to get ahead in politics.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who's Trump's rabbi? Trump has a rabbi? Never he has a rabbi. His Adam. Right. Rav Kodam Hashem. A Rav Maskel Hashem. At you, Be Nano. You are amongst us. Bishvar. You are a Rav Kodam Hashem at Be Nano. You are a rabbi before Hashem. You are amongst us. Bishvar means the best. Kav Rana of the graves. Kivar Yos. Misach. Bury your dead. Anosh, a man. Mi nano from mos yos kivre. Now here is Rashi's comment. Lo yachle. What does that mean? Yachle means, I guess it means withhold back. Or yesh garsim, some have a different gear. So lo yimona, will not withhold. Minoch, mi li mikbar, mi soch, from burying your dead. Okay, let's see if we can see some of the secrets. Kabel mi nano, kol shmir shika, kabbalah slavadim, targuma velosh kabbalah. This is a general word. The word every time it says the word Shema, every time it says the word Shema in Chumash, Rashi translates the word Kabel, except one place. There's only one place where Targum does not translate the word Shema to mean Kabel, and that's where Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that pasuk, the Targum translates the word Shema as Shema. Isn't that amazing? But generally, the Targum always translates where Shema means Kabel, in Kabel, and that's what he says over here, Shemo'inu Adoni, which means accept our words. Okay, Ribo Nano, what that means, a master. Okay, let's go further. Bishvar, the best, Betov. Okay, Mivcha Shalishov. Okay, Yichle, no one's going to withhold, Yimona. Nusach HaRishon Hu Kalosh Nakosav V'Hasheni Lefi HaKavona. Okay, the word Yachle is the same word in the pasuk, Lo Yichla. And the second translation, Yimona, is the translation. The Shurish Kalei, Shemekro Noi Gam Be'aramis, in Aramaic, the word Yachle in Hebrew, there's an overlap between Hebrew and Aramaic. Okay, Ayla El, and that's it. Okay, that's it. So we don't really have any. All we have over here is a Rashi that says Lo Yichla, Lo Yimona. Lo Yimona. Maybe the reason why Rashi felt the need to translate the word Lo Yimona is because Rashi's girsa in the Unkelus was lo yichle, so the Targum was not really providing any benefit. If the original girsa in the Targum was lo yachle, like it says over here, Rashi felt the need. Lo yachle is really the same word as the pasuk, so you're not really coming to give us an explanation. The Rashi is heavily relying upon the Targum for translation, for explanation, and if the Targum is not going to help us. Because over here, the pasuk over here, it says, Ish minu lo yichle, and the Targum just says the same thing, the same exact word, lo yachle. So what are you doing for us, the Targum? That's where Rashi had to step in and say the word lo yichle means lo yimona. Okay, next pasuk. Vayakam Avram gets up, Vayishtach, and he bows down, la'am aris to Bnei Ches. Avram stands up and he bows down to the people, to Bnei Ches. Zayin is very Rashi. There is no Rashi. Targum, pasuk Zayin. The come Avraham with segate, he bowed, La'amada Arad, the people of the land of Nechi To'ah, to the people of Ches. Do we have any over here on the side? There is no comment here on the side either. Next, Pasuk Ches, Vayidaber Itam Lemar. Now here we get to some heavy duty stuff. Im Yesh Es Nafshechem, what does this mean? Yesh means if there is, Yesh, it's a very powerful word. Yesh ordinarily means substance. Substance, Mamoshes. Lahanchil leohavai yesh. Hashem will bequeath to his beloved yesh. Shai olamos. Shin yud, 310. Yesh means real substance. The real, this world, there's nothing real in this world. This world is a world of make-believe. The next world is the world of yesh. In yesh es nafshechem, the neshama is nitzchi, it's forever. So you put together these two words, that's heavy-duty stuff. When you put together the word yesh and the word nefesh, The neshama exists forever. Yesh is real substance. And you put these two together, you're putting together a winning combination. If it's as if it's more real than real, im yesh es nafshach, and you really, really, fully, fully want, with every fiber of your being, likbar es meisi milifanai, to allow me to bury my dead in your presence, then shimauni, listen to me. Ufiguli, and entreat. Figuli can mean many things. It can mean make a request. Send a request to the fellow whose name is Ephraim ben Tzoychar. How did Avraham know that the land belonged to Ephraim ben Tzoychar? He Googled him. What else did he do? He took out a smartphone, he typed in the address, he looked up in whitepages.com. Who is the owner of this?
Sign in front of him.
Who is the owner of this real estate? How do you know who the person was? Ephraim ben Tzoychar.
Called Ephron's cave.
Maybe. He told him, bring me this person. Get this person. If you really, really want to help me, if you're full of baloney, then get away. If you're really sincere, then provide me Ephraim ben Tzoychar. Rashi, Pasuk Ches. Nafshechem means Ritzoinchem. Okay, we learned this in the morning in Nach only a million times, especially when we learned Mishle. Nefesh means desire. If you really want, then you know what you'll do for me? Ufiguli. Now, what's the word ufiguli? What's the ufiguli? Lishoin bakosha. It's an expression. Kamo al tifki ibi. Do not entreat me. He's drawing from Rus. And Rus said, I think this Naomi said this. Al tifki ibi. Don't try to. Oh no, al tifki ibi means, I think when Naomi tried to tell Rus, go home, return to your family. And Rus said, no, I'm going with you. Don't try to persuade me, to make a request from me. Don't engage me in dialogue. So in this context, it means, ufiguli means, I want you to make a request. Please, someone here must have Ephraim's telephone number on speed dial. Please call him up and ask him to come here now. Ufiguli, make a request on my behalf from this fellow whose name is Ephraim ben Tzoychar. Okay, so Rashi told us two things. The word nafshecha means if it's your desire, and ufiguli means to make a request. Now Rashi, obviously, if he's saying something, it's because it's in response to the Targum. There's something that set off Rashi's pen because he was disturbed with something that it said in the Targum. And here we go to the Targum. Targum says, Umalel imhoin lemeimar. Avraham spoke to them saying, okay, so far so good. Vaidabri tam lemar. Umalel, he spoke imhoin, that's so far so good. Im is Rava nafshechoin. Rava. Rava is a great word. Shabbos is called Rava. Shalashuddis is Rava de Rava. Desire. Rava means desire, which basically is exactly what Rashi said. Im yesh nafshechem. But the problem though is, here's the problem with Rashi. We see this problem with Shun Rashi. Rashi, the Targum, is translating the word yesh to mean the rava, the desire, and nafshechoin, he doesn't translate. See, this is obviously where Rashi was disturbed. Rashi disagrees. The word nafshechoin means desire, and the word im yesh, the Rashi doesn't really translate the word yesh is. But obviously, it seems that Rashi's comments are always in response to the Targum, usually a disagreement, a subtle disagreement. Rashi doesn't translate the word nafshechem. And Rashi says, no, in yesh nafshechem means if you have a desire. Where is the you? Where is the subject? There is no subject in the pasuk. It's self-understood. So what does the word imyesh? Imyesh means, Rashi doesn't say, yesh means if. Imyesh, two words which mean the same thing. Im yesh, if there is. Yesh means there is. Nafshechem, if there is desire. Desire of what? Desire to help me. Goes on, limit by yos mi simin kodomai. Targum doesn't translate it like that. Targum says, im yesh, the words im yesh mean desire. Nafshechem means you, if you have a desire. There appears to be here a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Unkelus as to how you translate the word im yesh and how you translate the word nafshechem. According to Rashi, the word yesh just means if there is, is, that's all it means, is. And nafshechem means desire. If there is desire, whose desire? That's self-understood. If you have a desire that I should be able to bury my dead. Targum says, don't take anything for granted. The word nafshechem means you. The you, the subject, is spelled out in the pasuk. And the words im yesh, the word yesh means if yesh, there is a desire from before you to allow me to bury my dead. So we have a whole different translation. And what's very fascinating is, if I'm saying this correct, the word yesh, according to the Unkelus, is a much richer word. Lahanchil le'ohavai yesh. Hashem, when the next world will bequeath to my beloved, his beloved, yesh. What does that mean? Well, according to the Targum, it means Hashem's going to give them ra'ava, desire. Now, this fits perfectly with what we say every day in davening, Poseach es yodecha, umaspia, lechol chai, rotzoin. Hashem opens his hand and satisfies every living creature with desire. Rotzoin.
Yeah. You have a pasuk in the Chumash, Hayishchem o'avim es Hashem alokeichem.
Yes, so there are very good. So according, you have to go see how Rashi will learn. Rashi, you have to go check out. Because Rashi over here seems to totally ignore the word. Rashi says, Nafshechem means Ritzoinchem. So what then does it mean, Yesh? Nothing. Targum says, Targum does not translate the word. He disagrees. So Targum translates, Im, it's Ra'ava. It's obviously the word Yesh. Nafshechem. If you, the subject, according to the Targum, we must spell out the subject. And the word Yesh means desire. And that's very fascinating because now it comes out that we have two words for desire. We have the word Rotzoin and the word Yesh. In this world, Hashem is Poseach Es Yodecha Maspil Chol Chai Rotzoin. And in the next world, Hashem is Poseach Es Yodecha Maspil Chol Chai Yesh. Lahanchil Le'oyhava Yesh. Two different words. Okay, let's go further. Im Is Ravo Nafshechoin Limikbar Yos Misik Min Kodamai. To bury my dead from before me, kabilu mini, except from me. Which again, the translation of to listen is always kabil. Uve oily. So this is the piguli. The piguli is great. Here, and Rashi with Rashi. If Rashi is commenting on this word, we must have an issue. Rashi says ufiguli means entreat. Uve oily, it's what it means. Isn't it the same thing? Mean make a request. Uve oily means to make a request. Ba'usa. To skabel tseloisahoin uva ushoin the whole base Israel. Kaddish would say accept the tseloisah, the prayer, uva usahoin, their request. So here's the same word, uva oi li, make a request on behalf of me, min Ephron ben Saichar. Now let's see what it says here on the side. On the side it says, in is ra'ava nafshahoin. Zu milits aramesh kosha lefarsha mila b'mila. Ooh, look what he writes here. This is an expression. In is rava nafshachan. You can't translate. We just did. I don't know what's probably amnam. Yesh garsin. Another girsa. Getting enlarged. It says ro'aya nafshachan. Roitza the will of nafshachan. Bechein large tongue yesh menuzil. Okay, I don't avla kavana im nafshachem roitz if you want. If the loikerashi the harambam sheperishu nafshachem l'shon rotzoin. It's exactly what we said. Not like Rashi. We don't find the word nefesh to mean will, only very rarely. I don't know why. The whole Sefer Mishlei, it says it only 1,000 times, but it doesn't go for that. Okay, so therefore he's saying over here, Chiddush, Aleph Membresh is the initials of the person who wrote the Sefer. I don't know what those initials are exactly, but I think he's the Mechaber of the Sefer, even though his name is Lev. His last name is Lev, so I don't know, I have to go figure out why you use those letters. Okay, but he's basically pointing out, he's just explaining based on what he said, is the Machlokes in Rashi, a very powerful Machlokes in Rashi, and Unkelis as the translation of these words. Okay, next. Kabilu mini, ulai. What does this mean, ulai? L'das Unkelis, because she kablu daita she'enu reitze mivchar. He does not want the mivchar, ela me'oras machpela. He does not want the mivchar kevrechem, the best. Ela ma'oras ha'machpela. What does he mean by that? He says over here, so here we have to understand. We have to now, he's telling us a very important idea, that in the beginning of the pasuk we started today, pasuk Dalid, what do they say? What did they offer? Avraham was desperate. He had to bury his dead. So he was vulnerable. And the people, they say to him, okay, don't worry, we're not going to make trouble for you. We'll give you the best. The best. B'mivchar kivareinu. According to what he's explaining, Avraham says, I don't want the best. I don't want it. I don't want the best. So how do we know he didn't want the best? So the Targum is Medayik Shimauni Ulfigli Beference in Ben Soichas. Let's see how he explains this. Okay, Ladas Unkelis, Kabilu, Shimun means Kabilu Mini, except from me. Ulai. Okay. Ladas Unkelis Libika Shikabu Daito Sha'inu Raitse Mivchar Kivreche. Elam Ars Machpela Uvi Oi Ubikshu Vhe Perish Rashi Min Ephraim. Kevon Shashin Unkelis Min Ephraim, Shashin Unkelis Miloshoin Pegia, Shal Mikro Loshon Bakosha. Okay, now we're getting into business where Rashi's commenting over here. He changed the word Pegia to a request. Hoye Gam Tsarech Lashanis Miloshna Mikra Be Ephraim Liloshoin Min Ephraim. So let's understand what's going on over here. First of all, we have a revelation over here that the word pigia is a very controversial word. It's a very controversial way to translate. We now have an appreciation of why Rashi said what he said. The word pigia does not really mean a request. The word pigia means please arrange a meeting. Let us get together. We'll get together. And I will discuss the issue with him myself. I will negotiate. I don't want your help. That's really what we would say. We would say over here, in this pasuk, okay, we have to come back to Shimoni. I'll explain that in one moment. But when it says ufiguli means, please make an appointment with the mogul, the big macher here, who owns all the real estate in town. Make for me a meeting, piguli. Okay, you have it many times. A pegia, a pegara. What's a pegara? Whenever you meet this person, you're in trouble. It's always, and the result is always a disaster. So now let's get an appreciation of what's going on over here. Uvi'oili, no, he does not want to translate the word upigu to mean to make a meeting, but rather relay directly to Ephron ben Soichar my request. Ask, request on my behalf min from Ephron bar. So how do you know? Because look what the Targum is doing. He's changing the words of the pasuk the pasuk of Be Ephron, the bays, Be Ephron, to Min Ephron, from Ephron. Because if you would translate it literally, figuratively, I make an appointment with Ephron. No, I want you to make a request from Ephron. Being that the Targum took the word ufigu to mean make the request is going to be from. If the word pigu would mean to make an appointment, it would be with. The base means with. Make an appointment for me with Ephron ben Soichar. But Rash Unkelis says, no, it's not what it means. Ufigu means I want you to make the request on my behalf from. So therefore, we're changing the bays really to a mem. Okay, that's a chiddush. That's what the Targum is doing. The Targum over here is really, really going to town over here. Okay, meaning v'oili min Ephron bar Tzoycha. Now, what is the meaning of here, Shimauni? So it seems that the Targum is disturbed. Why do we have to say, listen to me? They're listening. They're already listening to him. They're already listening to him. They're having a dialogue. Okay, so what's the Shimuli, the Nachamo? The answer is no. Avraham Avinu was telling them something new. You made offer A, I reject it. I'm asking you for something different. That's why we have this verbosity, Shimuni. What you want to give me, I don't want to take. You offered me the Mivchar Kivarein. You're offering me to be buried in the capital, you know, in the military cemetery, only the Chashuvim, all the presidents are. No, I don't want that. I want something else. Oh, really? I don't know if we can give you something else. Shimuni, listen to me. I want the Ma'aretz Machpelah. In your eyes, it may not be Chashuv, but in my eyes, it's Chashuv. And I want you to go on my behalf and already make the request directly from Ephron ben Soichar. I don't want an appointment, I don't want to have to meet with him, you just make the request. It's a lot of chidushim in Ungulus, Ha'ilom Shah in the Pasuk. Now, with all that background, we go back to Rashi, in Pasuk Ches, so already we discussed this, Ufiguli, L'shoin Bakasha, K'moy Al Tifki'i Bi. Okay, so Rashi is really, he just pretty much, according to what we're saying, he's saying the same thing as the Targum. Piguli does not mean to meet, it means to make the request, which really is what the Targum says. So he doesn't seem at face value that there's a disagreement. Maybe there's some nuance, I don't know. But it seems that they're on the same page over here. Okay, Pasuk Tes. Let's now go now to the next Pasuk. Pasuk Tes. What do I want you to give me? I want the Itali, may he give to me, as Ma'aras Machpel Asher. I want him to give me the cave that's doubled, Asher, Asher, B'Ksay, it's at the end of his field. The Chesed Mali, then he should give me with Chesed Mali, with a full dosage, the full measure of money. I'll pay out the money. He then leave B'Soychachem amongst you. Be no cheating. It will be paid in full in the presence of all of you. La'achuz Askover, again, that expression that we had before. Rashi Pasuk Tes, Hamach Pela, why is the cave called doubled? Bayis V'Aliyah Al Gabav, it was a two-story facility. There was a bayis, and there was a cave upon it. An Aliyah, second story above it. Davar Acher, the word Kefula, B'Zugois, we're now referring to the structure, we're saying that it was doubled in Zugois. And that's a very strange thing. It's like double of double. Shekafula bezugais. What do you mean? I mean, what's a zug? A zug is a pair. And zugois are two pairs. And it's kaful in zugois. Something does not sound right to me. It's doubled in zugois. There are four people, four couples that are buried. Each couple is called a zug. So if you just say that it's double in a zug, that means there are two couples. Nice thing that it's doubled in zugois. It's a little strange, doesn't it? It sounds a bit strange in what it means here, kefula in zugos. I don't know what this means. We have to figure this out. Bekesef mole ashalim kol shavya. Full velchein David amar la'ar vina bekesef mole. There are only two parts of Eretz Yisrael. It's a famous word that were purchased bekesef mole. What are the two places? Chevron and the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim. Not the whole Yerushalayim, but the part of Yerushalayim that was used to build the Beis Hamikdash, the Har Habayis. These are the only two places in the Eretz Yisrael that were purchased bechesef mole. David purchased the Har Habayis, and Avram purchased the Ma'aretz Machpelah. And I don't remember, there's a lot of Torah on this. These two are twins.
They also say Shechem, no?
Shechem was purchased? Was it? I don't remember. It was a war. They wiped them out. Yeah, B'mea Kesita. B'mea Kesita, yeah. 100 Kesita, you're right. Maybe you're right. You're right. There's another. Shechem was also purchased. Could be, you're right. Okay. That's where Kever Rochel is. Is that correct? Kever Rochel is there?
Kever Yosef?
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You're right. I don't know. Good point. Look, they always say Lahavil Elif Alfi Avdol is the only part of America that was purchased, the Louisiana purchase, but besides that, Manhattan. Manhattan was purchased fair and square from the Indians for $8. For $8, the entire island of Manhattan was purchased.
In my days, it was $24.
$24, of course? Inflation? Yeah. I heard it only cost $8. If you want, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge for the change.
Well, okay. They didn't sell it for cash. They sold it for shmatas, one palm.
That's why this Hatzlacha, that's the financial center of the world. Until now, I don't know what's going to be in the future, because it was at least purchased legally. Okay, let's go see. Okay, we saw the Rashi. Let's see what he says. The Targum time here says pasuk test. The Yitin Li Yos Ma'aras, the Ma'aras Ka Felta, the cave that's doubled, the lay that belongs to him, the Bistar Chalke. So what does it mean? The Ktse Sode, the edge of his field, the bit like the Sitra Achra, okay, the Sitra Achra, the other side, the Satan. The Bistar means the side, the edge. The Bistar Chalki, certainly Kitse means the edge of his portion. Bechsav Shalim, with a full amount of money, Yitna Li, he will give it to me, Bein Echon, amongst you. You'll see that's a fair deal. And here, the Achuzas Kever, La Achsonas Kivuda. Let's see what this means here in this parish. Okay, Me'oras Kofelta. Me'oras HaKofel. The double cave. Ayin Rashi, which we discussed. Okay, nothing more. He's not giving us any more bear. The Bistar. What's the Bistar? Bitzad. Now, Loi Tirgim Biktsei, Bisoif, Kemosh Tirgim Biktsei Eretz Edoim, Bisife Arod the Edoim. Okay, he doesn't say that. Something different. I'm not sure what he means over here. Bishlim, I'll give you full money. Kosem Ramban Bekesef Mole, which means Perusha Mechir Sholem. A full price, Kemoki Mole Yomai, Shapirusha. Hushlumu yomai mole ein lochisvelov loshin lochin perishu shalem. Mole means complete, full. Okay, that's what Targum Avihya says. Okay, I don't have any chidushim over here. V'yitein li yos maras kafelta, the lay, the bistar chalke, the edge of his portion, b'chsaf shalim. The word mole means the full price. Okay, let's, and Rashi, Machpeli explained, and Kesem Mole, let's see now, maybe a bit more of appreciation. Ashalim kol shavya. Mole means the full value. Okay, fine. Let's now go to the next Pasik Yud. The Ephraim Yoshe Besoich Benichais was sitting. Vayan Ephraim Achiti es Avraham be Ozne the ears when Eches Luchol Boe Sha'ar Iroi Lemar. Rashi Pasik Yud. The Ephraim Yoshev. This is really the third time we have this Drasha. We have this Drasha that Avraham was Yoshev be Eloine Mamre. Loit Yoshe Bashar Sidoi. And now this is the third time we have in Chumash Bereishis the same exact drasha. There's no Vav. Where did the Vav go over here from Yoshev? Kisiv Chosar. Oysa Hayoim Minuhu Shoiter Alehem. Rebnei Chashivusoi Shal Avraham. Shoyet Soruch Loi. All Ligadula. Okay, so over here it's very similar to the drasha by Loit. It says the Loit Yoshev Bashar Sidoim. Lot, it says Yoshav, we darshan the word Yoshav, he sat, the word Yoshav has a connotation of greatness, of being appointed to excellence, to leadership. What does this mean? Everyone came, what do you mean everyone came? It's a work day, it's Tuesday. Everyone should be working their head off to make a parnasa. What's everyone? Everyone's a lady gaya. They have nothing better to do than to come to go watch this dialogue. Shekula bidlum imalachtan ubo ligmal chesed lisada. Look at this. Zechus. We have a zechus de b'nei ches. There is no question that we can trace. We have just to be smart enough to figure out and study Tanakh and see that the people of ches merited some unusual hashkacha pratis in reward for the kindness that they bestowed upon Sari Imenu. Has to be. Hashem does not let any creature in this world get away without being rewarded. And if these people, the Bnei Ches, this is one of the seven Canaanite nations, and if they went to Gemul Chesed L'Sari, must be they were rewarded at some point tonight, and keep it in mind, they came Ligmul Chesed to Chidushim, Yoishev, and L'chol Bar Shariyo. Now, let's go to the Targum. Targum Yud, the Ephron Yosef, Begoy B'nei Chito'ah. He was sitting in this nation. The Asev Ephron Chito'ah Yos. And he answered. The Asev means he answered. Ephron Chito'ah Yos, Avraham Kodom B'nei Chito'ah, L'chol Olei, all those who entered, Tra, the gate, Kartei, of the city L'meimar, saying. Let's see what it says here on the bottom. Pasik Yud. I don't see anything. Here it is. Kodom. Is there anything over here? Targim ba'aznei l'fiakavon. Okay, there's nothing really here. Let's now go to the next pasik. Pasik Yud. Yud. Aleph. Lo yadunishman. No. Lo yadun. Now notice over here there's a mesek. Not a mesek. I'm sorry. It's called a mesek. That's called a... what is that called? What is that called, that line called? It's not called a mesek, it's a vertical line. This is the mesek. This is called a, I forgot what this is called. The lights went out here, 1 second. Turn the lights. I don't know what this line is called. Okay, but now what bothers me is, lo yadoni, kama, shimoini. Okay, let's see. Lo adoni shem, know my master, listen to me. Hasodeh nasat lach, I've given it to you already in passing. Hamamar shavu lach besatir lenei v'nei amin nesatir lach. I've given it to you kvar meisach. Let's finish up very quickly. Pasuk in Aleph and Rashi. Lo adoni, lo tikne oisa bedamim. I'm giving you nasat lach harehu kimoi shem nasatir lach. It's as if I already gave it to you. It's a real halavai. I already gave it to you. Pasuk in Aleph in the Targum. Lo riboni, know my master. Kabel mini chakla, the land. Yehavis loch, I have already given it to you. Ume orto debay, loch yehavte, I've given you the cable. Ine bin ami, yehavt loch, I've given it to you. Kivar misach, bury your dead. Okay, now what does the Targum mean to say? Pasuk yud aleph. Pasuk yud aleph, there's nothing over here in the Targum, nothing over here to explain. Okay. All right, it's very Adolf's too, we're gonna have to stop over here. All right, well, at least we'll learn a few little things here tonight. Rabbi said, tomorrow night, I'm not going to be here. So let me put Rabbi Mayevsky on the spot right now. Harav Hagoin, Rav Shmuel Mayevsky, are you with us?
I'll be happy to do it, but don't start with the goin.
Al tikre goin elagun.
Start with the goin. With the goin.
Yeah, I know. I said okay. I always call it the build the goin or the...
Okay, so we'll share. Rabbi Yossi is going to hear the show tomorrow night. Okay, I was volunteered against my will tomorrow to do service for the community. community service. So tomorrow, and I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so Mishem and Rabbi Yossi will give the share. Rabbi Yossi, thank you for joining me. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank
all the best, everyone.
Shkach Rav Ephraim. Wahlberg is making a Kiddush Shabbos.
Who's Wahlberg? Valberg?
Valberg?
Where? In Posen?
No, he's making it in Steinwerther, in the basement.
What?
He had a granddaughter, right?
You're all mixed up. Who? Valberg?
He had a granddaughter.
Who? Valberg?
Yeah.
No, he has little children. He doesn't have any grandchildren. No way. He has little children. He has babies. He doesn't have a granddaughter.
We copy the invitation.
There's someone else. We're mixing up. There's someone else. Oh, I know you're talking Waldman. You mean Waldman?
Wahlberg.
No. The one that I know, his name is Val, the V, as in Victor, Valberg. There's another fellow. His name is Waldman. Waldman.
Wahlberg.
I don't know who he is. I don't know. I think we have someone else. We mixed.